please have your attention. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, you remember hearing about Whole Foods recently? They were talking about, we're going to have GMO labeling by 2018. Going to take them 5 freaking years to figure out, well, could you label your foods that they're genetically modified or not? Well, I got news for you. There's one fast food restaurant chain that just made Whole Foods look good. I'm not thinking. I guess that's not too much to be surprised about. But we'll talk about that. The Taco Bell 2020 campaign. Oh, gee. Taco hell. All right. Well, we got the A. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, second hour. You guys having fun yet? Give me a call, 800-259-5791. Line up on the phones right now. We'll get to you. Stand by for that. This hour, Tax Freedom Day, is on your mind, isn't it? Right? Did it get earlier this year or later this year? Tax Freedom Day. Rob, why are you talking about Tax Freedom Day? Because we do healing on all levels. It's not your grandpa's health show. Although, grandpa, if you're listening, come on. You're welcome, too. Right? Everybody's welcome here. Tax Freedom Day. Turns out, according to this group, I'm reading about it right now, this year it's 5 days later than last year. Oh, that's a good trend. We got you enslaved for 5 extra days this year, my friends, my fellow Americans. April 18th, 5 days later than last year, Tax Freedom Day. That's what they say, the day when Americans have worked enough. Which Americans have worked? What Americans? I thought everybody's out of work. Who's working? The work that worked enough to pay all of their federal and state taxes for 2013, a round total of $4.22 trillion. Dude, any government that needs $4.22 trillion needs to be folded up, and you just got to start it over at this point. That's beyond ridiculous. That's according to the Tax Foundation. 5 days later. Now, I don't stand in opposition to taxes in, let's say, general. In specific, yes, certain things. Because the way you collect them, constitutionally, is through excise, imposts, duties, different things like that. And then, of course, come about the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and all the things that happened since then transpired this idea that now we needed to implement in America one of the key planks of the Communist Manifesto, that is the graduated income tax. Now, I've heard many folks from left, right, and center argue for lower taxes, higher taxes, more taxes, less taxes, but very few over that time have argued for a complete obliteration or elimination of what's known as the income tax. The income tax, which is, according to Ambassador Alan Keyes, I remember him when he was on the circuit running for Senate against Barack Obama those years ago. I think that was who he was running against. He called it a slave tax. And he was right. It is a slave tax. Any tax that can be laid upon your ability to do work and earn a living is a tax that is evidence of your enslaved state. That's true. It's true. I know it's not pleasant to hear it. But the income tax is a tax of 100% ownership. If they can implement it against you, that means they own you 100%. And they get to decide each year how much you get to keep. That is how it is. It's not how you want to hear it. Some of you may already be aware of it. But the reality is, it is an unlawful, according to the Constitution, tax, except that they said there's something like a 16th Amendment or something, which quite clearly, if you've read anything historically about it, much less the Constitution itself, you'll realize that that amendment didn't change anything within the Constitution. What changed is that the people, we the people, forgot who we the people are. Who I the what? You can't even say individual. You can't even say person. Because all of those are defined in the tax code to make you an artificial creation of the state. Now, I heard a commercial on the air here about, what is that multi-level marketing company you hear about? Everybody's involved in it. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Wallach, good guy, nice guy, very smart guy. Says the only thing you want on something is your birth certificate and death certificate. Well, I disagree with that. I don't think you need a birth certificate or a death certificate. Why do you need the government to sanction your life, to acknowledge you're alive? Until we stamp that certificate, you're not really alive. Well, in one sense, it's true. Your artificial reality is not alive until they stamp it, until they give you a number of the beast or a beastly number. This is an important distinction where the federal government, in collusion with media and just about every other artificial creation of the state, has worked very hard over generations to convince you that you no longer are a child of God, of creation, of the Creator, but you are merely an extension of the federal government and all of the subsequent underlying governments, which really should be superior to the federal government. Have you heard of the Tenth Amendment, Center? Have you heard of the Tenth Amendment? Those powers not specifically enumerated or delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people, respectively. That if the federal government can lay claim on anything you own, everything you own, in fact, then you are no longer free by definition. And if you're not free, what are you? At the very least, an indentured servant. But it's much worse than that. Because at least an indentured servant could pay his debt and move on. But according to the federal de facto government, not the de jure, you can never escape this one. We got you for life. And your life is ours because we created you. Of course, it's not true unless you alter the definition of life itself and turn your holiness, you, as a holy spiritual being, into something less, something far less. That would be a person. That would be an individual. That would be a corporation. That would be any number of things that they define. The sky is blue. You think it's blue? Well, in the tax code, blue could mean purple or red or yellow, and you won't know it until you learn the definitions. But one of the stunning things in the tax code, much less in what Congress has done in writing it, or whoever wrote it, there's actually no definition for a dollar. It doesn't exist. Ask them, what is a dollar? They can't tell you. They couldn't even tell you in a court of law. What is a dollar? Is it a Federal Reserve note? Is it evidence of debt? Or can we go back to the Coinage Act of 1792 and really look at this the right way? If you haven't figured this out economically, the United States of America is beyond the precipice. The corporate United States went well beyond the precipice and is in free fall. Now, I give kudos, of course, to Ron Paul. Rand is doing his job, following his bliss. Justin Amash, there are good folks in there, a few of them actually in the government, trying to do some good work. I acknowledge that. But I don't know that any amount of efforts, as good as they may be, as pure as the intentions may be, can salvage how far over the cliff and how far in free fall we already are. And I say we, maybe you're not part of that. Maybe I'm not part of that. That's for you to determine. That's for me to determine. But if you are a taxpayer, by definition, capital T, it's not one who pays taxes. It's one who is subservient to government, who's an artificial creation of the state, who's a partnership, who's a corporation, who's a person, who's an individual, and who is subject to the jurisdiction thereof. These things are not discussed in polite company because they cause a discomfort, a self-reflection, an acknowledgement that we have failed in our duty to live up to our highest spiritual potential, to not enter into contracts of adhesion that would enslave us and or our children or posterity beyond that. Unless you think it's okay that you have signed your children away into slavery just to get a credit by putting a beastly number on their head. I know you might not have known about it, and you looked around and said, everybody else is doing it, so I better just do it too. What are you, a lemming? Are you going to follow everyone over the cliff into free fall? Or are already you there? And you just don't know it because after you've been free falling for a while, you lose the sensation of falling. That's the question I have for you this hour. We do have some other questions about food. Taco Bell making Whole Foods look bad. No, look good. Oh my gosh, how is that possible? We'll talk about that. Of course, there are other stories. You might have some of them beyond tax freedom. Medicare cuts hitting the middle class. How hope can help you heal. We might even have a moment of duh about exercise. If you'd like to call me now, 800-259-5791. Maybe you just need some cannabis to relax you because of what I've told you this segment. Let me know. I'll be here for you. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alrighty then. Okay, well, how do you get free yourself from tax bondage? I guess that's the question, too. And, of course, if you'd like to be part of the show, 800-259-5791. And if you are bashful to call me live on the air, you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Or put a question up on the website at robertscottbell.com or the social networks or tweet it out. RS Bell Media is my Twitter name. And sure enough, I mentioned Taco Bell, and we get a call about cannabis. Was somebody smoking cannabis, heard Taco Bell, and want to place an order? What's going on there? We do have Ramon on the line. He's calling from Miami. I think it is about cannabis, or is it about Taco Bell? Ramon, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I appreciate you taking my call. It was about cannabis, you know, I had that on my mind. It wasn't necessarily, you know, the effects of it or anything of that nature. I just wanted to throw out the question about how people felt, you know, how you compare how they did cannabis in the 30s with Reefer Madness and, you know, William Randolph Hearst with his smear campaign to how they're doing, you know, everything else now. You know, with your freedoms, like they're throwing this false information. Like, for example, your gun rights, your Second Amendment, which we all know cannot be infringed on. Now they want to use a few examples and you know, corrupt your mind and make you think, you know, something different. When the facts show that the areas that are more, you know, that have more guns, that are more openly, you know, willing to let people get gun rights and have their rights, they have less gun crime. And those areas like Chicago are the murder capital.
Well, Ramon, I take it that you are a liberty-loving guy. Is that right?
I thought we all were until I started listening to, like, Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and dudes like that who didn't even, you know, they act like they never read the Constitution. But, yeah, I thought we were all liberty-loving. That's what.
Yeah, you're right.
About.
But, look, you're talking about the neoconservative wing of the people that claim to love liberty, except when it comes to your personal freedom to care for your health, your life, your body the way you believe is right, much less to defend it. Now, them on the right, the theoretical right or actual right, will then say, well, you do have a right to keep and bear arms, and those of our friends on the left will say, no, their guns are just too dangerous to be trusted in the hands of people. We need to trust the government, who every time they're given a monopoly on the use of force and ownership of guns, genocide incurs, or democide, the destruction not only of liberty, but the people who trusted that government. And you understand both sides of that equation, Ramon, I assume.
I definitely do, because luckily I was blessed by the Creator, by God, with a family, and especially one of my older brothers who instilled in me that reading is very fundamental. And if you break the word down, it really means fun to mental, your mind. It's really fun, and it really encourages you and shows you that, hey, even if you read the Bible, if you look through history, those people, there were people, you know, especially religious people who were going through trials and tribulations the same way we are today. And the fact that they made it through just gives me that belief that we can too. And then I educate myself on the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, how this country was founded, why the colonies wanted to break from England in the first place, you know, which is exactly why a lot of states like Texas are saying they want to secede from the Union, because the federal government is getting too big for their britches. They're not focusing on things they should focus on.
So you don't think that this is Ramon, you don't think this is a racist plot against Obama, that people are saying, hey, we want to secede or we want more freedom?
Come on, man. I'm Dominican. I grew up in, you know, that's Hispanic, but I grew up in a mostly black neighborhood my whole life in Miami. And, you know, I've been considered whatever you want to call it, like someone who grew up in the ghetto. But at the same time, we're waking up to reality, too. It's been a lot harder for us because they threw the whole black thing to psychologically make you think you had achieved something. He was like the token black guy for everybody now. But now everyone sees that his policies are exactly mimicking George Bush. Then you start to realize, like, hey, it has nothing to do with what this guy looks like. He's not helping us. We're still in the same struggle. And everyone's feeling it now.
Ramon, you know, there's hope for liberty when you got a guy like you, Ramon, saying this stuff the way you are, coming from your background in history and seeing through the lies. And I do appreciate your call. I really do. You call in any time, and we'll talk some more. That's Ramon from Miami. Go out and get some vitamin D. Get some sunshine today if you can, and we'll consider more. Now, the fact of the matter is this is not a new issue, although we can paint it in terms of a George W. Bush or a Barack Obama. The reality is this has been going on almost since the time of the Declaration of Independence, much less the ratification of the Constitution. People have been trying to overturn it, overthrow it, and limit your freedom. Even a lot of the founding fathers have had their faults, and there's evidence that they have abandoned the principles of liberty when expedient for some necessity or emergency. And what you must realize, simply, I must say it this way, is that there will always be an emergency. There will always be a necessity, a necessary reason to abandon principle. Those who do not will never lose their liberty. They may lose their lives. As we know from the founding fathers, those who signed on to the Declaration of Independence, but they will never lose their liberty. They would rather die than live as slaves. But unfortunately, we have a country, a nation that is more willing to live as slaves than to risk what it takes to be free. It's no guarantee that it would be easy. It's no guarantee that there wouldn't be bumps in the road. And you wouldn't have great hardship or difficulty, but those who wrote the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, knew it was worth it. And there are some folks like Ramon, I believe, feel that it is worth it as well. But even as he mentioned the issue of cannabis, or what they named marijuana, they put on a massive propaganda campaign in the earlier part of the 20th century to make it the devil's weed, rather than acknowledging its benefits, medicinally or otherwise. And particularly hemp, its cousin, and its ability to compete with the petrochemical industry in terms of oil production, energy production. Now, I don't think it can compete head-to-head, but certainly could reduce some of that dependence in a more bio-friendly way. Because it's a crop that can grow without pesticides, that grows very quickly like a weed, and it can be converted into textiles, into paper products, into plastic-like products, things to make houses with. It can be converted into, as I said, energy. It can be utilized as medicine. It is, and food, for goodness sake, food production. You want to feed the world? Monsanto wants to poison the world in the name of feeding the world. And guess what? Barack Obama, the great savior of the nation, the one who would have transparent government, basically, if he could hire everybody from Monsanto to work in the federal government, he would do it. He's done it enough. And so we have the Monsanto president officially now. Those on the left who are waking up to recognize this, welcome. The water is warm here. We are not partisan in our politics. We look at principle. And when a guy like Dennis Kucinich speaks out properly in terms of non-intervention and peace, and Ron Paul does it as well, we don't care what part of the spectrum they're coming from. They're speaking the truth. They're speaking these facts and revealing them. That's why Ron Paul has established the homeschool curriculum, we'll mention in just a moment as well, and also a new Peace Institute I'll reference as well. You want to call me like Ramon just did? You can do it. 800-259-5791. The Robert Scott Bell Show is here to raise a ruckus for health, freedom, for liberty, like nowhere else in media. 5 additional days of the week, in addition to our Sunday broadcast starting the week on GCN, through Natural News Radio, links up through iTunes, and all the archives are free. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com. Spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, and all I ask you to do is say thank you to those who make this message of health freedom, healing liberty possible each week right here on GCN and Monday through Friday through Natural News Radio. By the way, the right frequency machine I use, the BCX Ultra, you've heard Judy Irwin on this show many times. And we talk about health sovereignty. I don't know how you can do it without having the energy of right frequency in it. So give her a call at 800-936-6240, 800-936-6240, as well as the food-grown nutrients that we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, along with Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to replenish the good guys, the good critters in our guts. ChooseToBeHealthy.com, 866-424-1077. Taka, taka, taco, what? 2020, Taco Bell promises they're going to be good. We'll be better, we promise, by 2020. We plan to have 20% of our combo meals meet one-third of the federal government's recommended dietary guidelines by 2020. See, this is the kind of thing that makes Whole Foods look good. Because by 2018, they're actually going to say that they're going to mandate GMO labeling 5 years from now, right? But 7 years from now, Taco Bell is going to make it so that 20% of its combo meals, one out of every five combo meals, will meet one out of every three or one-third of the federal government's recommended dietary guidelines. I know we share the same last name, Taco Bell, Robert Scott Bell, but I stopped doing the thing at Taco Bell when I was much younger, a teenager, in fact, before I was even aware of the badness of fast food, because I found roaches in my burrito. That was it. That was enough for me. Whether they were trying to save on protein costs, I don't know. But at that point, sayonara. Now, if you want fast food that's, you know, let's say Mexican-oriented, we would look to something like Chipotle as a responsible retailer of those foods. If not fully organic, although they do endorse and utilize local organic when possible, they certainly have cleaned up their act on the animal protein side of the equation. Whether it be their chicken, beef, or pork, they are utilizing non-synthetic, non-GMO means to grow them, and no antibiotics or growth hormones as well. So kudos to them. There are even more healthy chains that are more dedicated to organic. I can't remember the one in, of all places, San Diego County. I don't know if it's in Los Angeles County as well when I was out there, that had great organic food selections, rice, beans, even animal proteins. So it is possible to eat quickly and be healthy, but it is not likely, especially if you don't ask questions. Where we started today, how often do you poop? Doctor, how often do you poop? Right? We talked about constipation. Then moving on into asking the fast food restaurants, how often do you serve organic, non-GMO, pesticide, antibiotic, and genetically modified, ingredient-free foods? Taco Bell, not going to hit that, even at 2020. We got that? You got that right? What else do we want to talk about today on the Robert Scott Bell Show? I asked the question, how do you become free if you're a slave? When you're participating in a system that claims 100% ownership of everything that you can make, and then lets you keep some of it. That is the income tax. That's the ugly truth about the income tax. I want to go to the ugly truth about the state of Missouri, or Missouri. There is a Monsanto Protection Act bill going through the Missouri House right now, the state legislature. And this is a warning. It's up on Natural News. I have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. House Joint Resolution 11 has already passed in the Missouri House, proposing an amendment to the Missouri Constitution to protect agricultural technology and modern and traditional farming practices in Missouri. Now, lest you say, well, they did say traditional. What is traditional? Think about this. What is traditional medicine in America today? Because you think of tradition, you think, wow, it must go way back. They must be talking about great-grandma and great-grandpa. No, it turns out the furthest thing from the truth. What they're trying to protect... Well, heck, I'm going to tell you that at the end of the other side of the break. We're already on another break. How do we get here? The fastest 2 hours of healing in media, the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, kicking into gear. We're warmed up. Tomorrow on the show, by the way, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez and Dr. Rasha Bitar. It's going to be awesome. I'll tell you what's going on in Missouri with GMOs after this.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right. The Monsanto Protection Act, it's not just for Barack Obama anymore. The state of Missouri wanting to pass this House resolution, Joint Resolution 11, passed in the Missouri House, already there. Now it's looking to modify the state constitution, Section 35. Talking about modern and traditional farming practices. But what it really means, agricultural technology, modern farming, means genetically modified seeds and animals. Missouri, of course, the home of Monsanto. Could it be Satan? Yeah, it is. It's Monsanto doing single-handedly more to damage food integrity on planet Earth than just about all other biotech companies combined, although they all participate in the evil. And that evil, of course, is also in government, which grants the monopoly, the protection from economic competition from the organic family farmers. We had a call about cannabis earlier and talking about saving the family farmer. Rand Paul's up there, a few others, trying to make the restrictions against farming hemp, just obliterate them, get rid of them. Oh my gosh, somebody might smoke or grow marijuana, cannabis. Good Lord, get over yourself. What harm will they be to you? Oh, they'll be a drag on the economy. Oh, you mean like the Federal Reserve that's printing up more money than can be counted at this point to destroy your ability to work hard enough to ever get ahead? You're telling me you're worried about cannabis? Really? You must be on a psychiatric medication. Now, you also must be on a psychiatric medication if you believe that the medical community really protects you and protects children. Another stunning story here, and this came out, I think CNN has covered this, about informed consent or not informed consent. What is this story? This is shocking. It's actually a video. I can't play it, although my computer will want to play it for you. But basically, they did a study on preemies. These that were under like 2 pounds, 12 ounces, or really, they call them micro preemies. And this came out of the University of Alabama, approved by government, right? Because they have to have the boards to approve these studies. And they did not give informed consent. It was a test to say, if we give certain of these babies higher oxygen and certain of them lower oxygen, what will happen? Of course, if you hyperoxygenate, you could risk blindness in the infant. If you hypooxygenate, you could risk death. And these risks were not described in the consent decree, so to speak, the consent forms where you sign off on it. Yeah, it's okay. You can, my baby can participate in this study. And you want to talk about Nazi scientists, Nazi doctors? They exist right now at the University of Alabama. My apologies to anybody who's an Alabama football fan. This is not about football at this point. This is about the evil of the allopathic medical profession, looking at children or infants, preemies, as fodder for experimentation. And if they happen to die, oh, sorry, what did we learn? Something that they already should have known. Something that they do know. They acknowledge it even in the piece that I have linked up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Higher oxygen, too much oxygen in these preemies. Blindness, not enough oxygen, death. Are you going to experiment on that? What have you learned? What have you learned? Except that doctors are willing to experiment on your children, and they do it every time they inject a vaccine.
Oh, ouch! Ooh, Robert, you that hurts.
But every time, it is an experiment. And the vaccine schedule that expanded in 1991, that has expanded since then, that has increased the manifestation of the so-called autism spectrum, stunning and disastrous and disgusting. And so I guess another question of your doctor, your child's doctor, besides how often do you poop, is, do you have a problem with me not vaccinating my child? And I know that in order to keep their license, they're going to make you sign something like a waiver that says that they've told you all of the risks of not vaccinating. Okay, that's all right. Or make your own form up. Actually, on Tuesday's show, I plan to have two pediatricians. One who doesn't vaccinate, the other who's a pediatric surgeon who addresses things when stuff, you know, needs that kind of intervention. I had calls and questions about gynecomastia. That's the breast tissue in men that develops in childhood, sometimes doesn't go away. Endocrine issues. So we'll talk about that. Also, you want to keep from having a preemie? You want to have a full-term baby? Roy Dittman, Ph.D., is going to be on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we feature the Autism One Conference coming up. We'll be right back.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters Easy, A-R-M-O-R.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body?
What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Much we love superfoods here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In addition to our One World Whey, the non-denatured whey protein from pastured cows, non-denatured. That's very important. Not heat treated, not pasteurized. We also love our superfood plus adaptogens from my friends at Shentrition. Shentrition.com. They're at 866-497-7436. 866-497-7436. If you are not adapting well, you're under too much stress, you try a bottle of this stuff. It will transform you very rapidly. Wonderful, wonderful superfood plus adaptogen formula. Also, once again, want to say thanks to our friend Jonathan at Choose to Be Healthy, where we get our selenium, our chromium, our silica, our probiotics from Dr. O'Hara's, and more. And then we talk about what? Hope. Hope. Is there any hope? As the issue of experimenting on preemies, got that linked up in the show. I mean, horrible stuff are happening, right? It's really, really tough to watch and report on some of these stories. But then CNN does a story on hope. But I question hope. Really, do we need hope? And what need for hope is there when you know exactly how to achieve a goal? And if that goal happens to be healing, you get well not because you got lucky, not because you did or did not have hope, but because you applied the principles of natural healing that exist for your benefit, and to ignore them is to your detriment. Now, does this mean that RSV is speaking out against hope? No, I'm not. Listen, that's not the point I'm making. But hope is needed when you're not sure. Hope is needed when you don't know. I hope I get well. I hope I don't die from this disease. And I would not want to dissuade you from hoping, but I would like to persuade you to go beyond hope and go to principle. To find out exactly how to heal. To find out exactly how not to die of cancer. By the way, you're more likely to die of the treatment of cancer if you entrust your body to a dunderheaded doctor in the field of oncology. They don't want you to know that cannabis, of all things, is also a valid and legitimate substance in the reversal of certain cancers. Not necessarily smoked, however, but eaten, consumed, the oil made available to your body, working against cancer. To detoxify. Do you need hope to detoxify? No. You need liver support. You need selenium. You need a right frequency machine. You need glutathione. You need adaptogenic herbs. You need homeopathy. Energies that will support you on your path to getting well. But hope can help. I mean, think about the opposite, or the lack of hope. The feeling of, you're destitute. There is no future for me. So there is a real aspect to healing, and that is sitting down, getting quiet, listening to your heart, listening to your gut, listening to the whispers of spirit that shows you a path out of the mess you may be in. And that mess may be interpersonal. That mess may be personal, or it may be governmental. It may be impacting on the entire United States, for instance. Hope ain't going to get us out of this mess. Returning to principle will, no matter what happens, even if an ultimate collapse occurs economically, politically, it's going to take more than hope to get through that. It's going to take a practical understanding of what got us in this mess and a path out of that mess. And part of that path means becoming less and less dependent on the state-sanctioned religion of the medical monopoly of modern medicine. There's another story here about Medicare hikes impacting on the middle class, despite Barack Obama being in there because he's a Democrat and they help the little people, the poor people, don't they? Well, it's all a scam. It's all a ruse. The fact is Medicare is all about drugging. It's all about pharmaceutical intervention. It's all about providing some way to get you a mammogram that will actually give you the breast cancer that you're trying to detect, and denying the reality of something like thermography, or denying the reality that selenium and iodine and detoxification and homeopathy can prevent the cancer that once acquired, once created by ignorance and arrogance from within, not from without. We now look to the federal government to save us through Medicare or Medicaid. And those of you who argue Obamacare is helpful to you, yet many are learning it is not. It is destroying the economy even faster. It's not much better than what Bush had, because Bush was not a free marketeer. Remember, he abandoned the free market to save it. Why? Because it was necessary. Anytime a politician says it's an emergency, it's a crisis, it's critical, and it's necessary, it means you're going to lose your liberty if you go along. And if you are one of the millions of taxpayers with a capital T, you're participating in this madness. You're participating in the creation of your own demise as much as you're participating in your own demise by eating Taco Bell before, during, or after 2020. And I'm not just picking on them, but any of the food containing pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, GMOs, plastifiers. Oh, but Robert, we can't afford to eat organic. Well, then grow your own food. For goodness sake, save a seed. Plant it now. Before it's too late. Before you're destitute because you cannot afford the Federal Reserve notes that have no worth in reality and are becoming less worth by the day. Because the path is clear. You know what's coming. In your heart, in your gut, you know what's coming. And you can't ask for a lifeboat after you've been handed how many life rafts, life preservers, lifeboats along the way, warning you of what was coming. Because of what has happened in history, what has transpired 100, if not 1,000 times over in every culture, in every body politic that abandons the liberty, the principles that we discuss here on the Robert Scott Bell Show each week and 5 additional days of the week through National News Radio. Thank you, my friends, one and all, for being able to tolerate this message. Maybe even embrace this message of health, freedom, and liberty. I love you all. Thank you for being here. We've got 5 additional weeks. Advanced Medicine Monday tomorrow. Dr. Nick Gonzalez. We'll see you at the Health Freedom Expo and Autism One. In the meantime, remember this, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.